Hey, listener. This podcast is called Trigger Warning Romance for a reason. It is intended for an 18 plus audience due to the adult context and triggers that may be discussed in each episode. Please check the show notes for a full list of triggers and proceed with caution. You have been properly warned. It's time to count off the triggers.
Hello and welcome to Trigger Warning Romance, everybody. I'm Nat.
And I'm Lo.
And we are gonna have a chat today.
Funny.
We're gonna do No Way Out, a horrific romance novella by Santana Knox. I don't really know what to say about this one.
Remember at the end of the last one, you asked me, what's light necrophilia?
What's lukewarm
necrophilia? There we go, lukewarm.
Yes. Everybody check the triggers on this one. This in show notes, because this one is no joke. This one is no joke. I don't know how to feel about it. Honestly, I enjoyed it, but I also was horrified.
I have 23 notes, and just so we're clear, this is a novella.
Yes. Yes.
This is a 11-chapter novella. I have 23 highlights.
I was not expecting it to go the way it went.
Okay, so were this a random author, I would be kind of shocked. Mm-hmm. But Santana is Santana.
Yes.
I do know Santana a little bit, love her to pieces. Her brain is, it's a beautifully horrifying place in the most respectful way.
Yes.
Because the way she thinks, the way she writes, you're just like, whoa, buddy. I mean, yay, but also whoa, buddy.
Yes. I really, really enjoyed her, why can't I think of the freaking books?
Heartless Heathens,
thank you. You know, the best part is I just recommended that book to somebody, like, 4 hours ago.
I have both the original and the special edition, the white and black, and then Dark Remedies did a book box with it.
Okay. I only have it on Kindle. And on audio, because Corvin did the audio for that. And I support my man.
That is the bestie.
He is. He's such a great person. And everybody go listen to audios by Corvin, because he's great and not a horrible person like some other audio narrators that we have found out about.
Facts.
That is
facts.
My rant. That is my little high soapbox. Michael, please make me speak English in this episode. I am so sorry. This is going to be a very difficult episode for you, because I don't know if anybody knows, we have a wonderful, wonderful editor as of 2 or 3 episodes ago, Michael from Three Paws Production, and he's enjoyed everything he's edited by us so far, but I think it might change in this recording.
You're gonna love. I like y'all, but this was work.
Yes, this was. I think we jumped the gun a little bit on this recording. I feel like we should have saved it for our Spooktober episodes, because this would have been a perfect Spooktober book. But I have a feeling by then maybe Santana will write us a new, even more horrifying book.
I think this would have been great for October, but I also like loved rereading this for this. Like, yes. It was such a nice, fucked up palate cleanser.
Yes. Firstly, let's just get this out of the way. There was legitimate necrophilia in this. I did not expect it, even though it was in the triggers. For some reason, I didn't expect it. And the light fisting was interesting as well. There was a lot of, like, slash.
You gotta prick you.
It was just like a whole thing. what I didn't expect, because it said MFM, right? So it was like,
yeah,
boy, girl, boy, and they were all involved, which I love. That's the kind of book I'm into. I want them all to be involved. I don't like it when it's like MMF, I think it's when MMF, it's like the two guys and
touch,
they
and
do
one
stuff,
guy doesn't touch, yeah.
Yeah, and they only touch the girl. I want everybody to touch everybody. Otherwise, I feel like it doesn't count.
So MMF is the two guys, the one guy only touches one guy, and the guy's in the middle. So there's a guy and a girl that don't touch. MFM is the girl's in the middle, and they all touch her or can touch each other. Everybody's involved. But when it's the MM next to each other, one of the M's is strictly for the other M.
Oh, I did not know that. Okay. Well, I like it when they all touch. Okay.
Yep.
That's why I don't like a lot of reverse harem or why choose books, because it's usually like the girl and she's involved with everybody, and like the guys are all just like BFFs, but like not involved. I'm like, that doesn't count.
I do like why choose where she's the center, but I will be honest with you. Done right, nothing beats a sword crossing why choose where everybody is in relation. So that's more of your poly relationship, your polycule, yes, your kitchen table poly, which I enjoy. Done right is the best of all the worlds, and it's probably, you know, Omega Versus are my top tier, like that is my golden go-to. Directly under that is actual poly, where you get all the relationships. So why choose this, like, falls under a branch of poly, but there's some ethical issues that idea presents. So polyam, because the poly community requires us to, poly being the Polynesians have asked that we don't use poly,
gotcha,
to say polyam. So polyam community, I think done right, it makes books so much better.
I agree.
So yes, that's what you. If you were to read a why choose, you would want it to be a polyam book where everybody is in relationship with everybody.
Correct. I want swords crossing. I want swords inserting. I want all of it. Okay.
You want them a fighting.
Yeah.
There's some swords a fighting. In a good way. Yes. I like it.
This book, like I said, I was like, oh, okay, because it was a college in Ohio, which Ohio was one of the triggers, which was hysterical.
I loved that.
And like up until the maze, everything was lining up kind of like normally, like the way I was expecting it. And I was like, all right, I'm on board. Because we have our female main character. She's like, she just got broken up with by her jock boyfriend, which is like a whole side story. It's not really that important until the end. Until it is important.
I know
you just looked at me. You looked at me like, ooh, we can't give it all away, Lo. We can't give it all away in the first 5 minutes.
Well, she gave it away in the first freaking like five sentences. I was like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, damn.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And she's got a really hot professor. I was on board with the professor.
I'm always on board with the professor teacher. Student relationship.
Yeah. Have you ever had a really hot professor that you were like drooling over in real life?
Yes. In my undergrad, for my prereqs for my bachelor's, I had to take a humanities course. And so I took art in my humanities. One of my humanities was art, and my art teacher, I would say his name so y'all could look him up, but I don't want to share my visual goodies. He was young. He was smart, well traveled. I mean, like, the man had gone to every country you could think of that had a significant part in some kind of art movement. And had spent months just studying there under like the greats. Like, he, listening to him talk about art was like, okay, I don't give a shit about the art, but Like, it sounds magical, and you could tell me anything. You could read a receipt, and I would be intrigued. He just had the prettiest face.
Mm.
And then, after I finished that course, he popped up in my People You May Know, and we do have mutuals. His mutuals are the same age as my brother, so that means that he's probably close to my brother's age.
Uh-oh.
So he's not the older. I'm the older.
That's okay.
And, reverse age gap. I mean,
reverse age gap. Yeah.
If I was not single at the time, but hot single mom goes back to school, has a thing with the younger professor.
Yes, girl. Yes. Make it happen in a book because Lo's happily married.
Yes.
But like the amount of scenarios in my brain that I'm also like, half the time I'm like, ooh, that sounds really like a great situation, but like I need somebody else to write it, you know? Like I've come up with so many plots and whatever in my brain, but I just haven't had the...
Hey, I made it a business.
I know. You got to talk to me and maybe I can help you or you can help me make a business because I have the ideas. I just don't have the time or honestly the mental capacity to sit down and write an entire book. But I got ideas aplenty. I got quotes. I got scenarios. I got plot lines. I got characters.
I have a bracelet, and it is a quote from a book that has yet to be written.
Mm-hmm.
I love every inch of you, princess, on the outside. You've seen those bracelets that are flippable?
Yeah.
And on the inside, and it says, I love every inch of me inside of you, too.
Ooh, hot. I can't wait to read that book.
Like I said, it's yet to be written. But I definitely vibe with the not having the mental capacity to sit down and write a whole book, but having all the ideas in the world, which is why I did what I did with my business.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could do it. I think you would have success.
All right. We'll talk later because this is right now we got to talk Ohio and
and botany. And
botany. Yes.
She was fucking hilarious.
It was a very funny novella. I mean, Santana has a great sense of humor in like this dark, twisted kind of way. And it came through. It came through for sure.
Well, we definitely did.
So yeah, up until, and then like the hot guy coming in with the motorcycle helmet. I was like, and the piercings. Yes. And I was like, all right, I see where this is going. I like it. And then they were set together and she was blushing and they hit it off really well. I thought they were, you know, going to have like a threesome thruple. Situation, like a thruple. I did not expect that poor guy to go down. I mean, he went down, but he also went down
hard in multiple senses of the word.
Yeah. Hang on, let me see if I could. Because let's just set it up. I'm sorry. We're like this trigger warning romance where we cannot follow. Both Lo and I have ADHD. We cannot follow. Have path the reason we can't write a book. We cannot follow up a whole situation down the line. Okay. We are all over the place. The one poor episode that I made my husband record with me. He's neurotypical and he just sat here and was like, I can't do this. Like, he's like, I'm taking over because we are bouncing all over the place and my brain is going to explode.
Like, our listeners know this and are just fully prepared to be like, I am not going to go in chronological order. Mm-hmm. And that's okay.
Yeah.
It is okay. Okay, yeah. But we're setting this up. So,
go ahead.
New boy comes to school. The teacher pulls our girl from her bestie, who, I'm sorry, bestie's not carrying a full pack of crayons.
No.
The elevator's not going all the way to the top. Because when she's talking about getting roofied, she's like, yeah, but you were drinking. The best friend's like, yeah. Like, there's something amiss there. Anyway, so she gets paired with new guy. And then Bessie's like, we're going to the maze. The little spooka maze. Mm-hmm. And she's like, no, I'm not. RFMC's like, no, I'm good. And she's like, no, we're going. And the best friend is going with the best friend of the guy who just like...
Yeah, no girl code there. That's fucked up. That's real fucked up.
Why are you and my ex's best friend boinking?
Yeah.
Boinking. Where did that word come from? I don't know. We're using it. Boinking. Michael, boinking stays. And so they're hooking up. And so she gets in the maze with X's best friend and her best friend, mm-hmm. and then gets separated immediately. And mayhem starts.
Yeah.
She gets lost. She's screaming for her best friend. And then she starts hearing sounds.
Yes.
And those sounds turn into feeling touches.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a question. Were you wondering which one it was?
Yes, I was wondering which one it was. At one point, I was like, are they switching? Is it both of them?
Right? That's where I was. I was like, so she encounters one of these men that she is attracted to. And they finger blast her in the middle of the fucking maze.
While wearing a scarecrow mask, like a spooky scarecrow like outfit.
So they're talking to her, mm-hmm. and then she runs into somebody else who's like, I just saw you get finger blasted.
Yes.
Want that. And now we have a situation where we're like, wait, hold up. Who was who?
Yes.
Either way, both of y'all get it. But oh,
which so one of you is blackmailing which one of you?
And so we figure out who it is. And we're hot and heavy. I'm thinking, okay, this is going to be a dubcon situation.
Yeah.
In the end, it's full on non-con. I mean, full on non-con leading into lukewarm necrophilia.
Okay. But it's not the kind of non-con that I was expecting. Okay. I wasn't expecting her to be committing the non-con. You know, I actually made a note. I was like, reverse non-con question mark. Because when I know this is probably sexist of me, but when I think non-con in a book, it's like the hero non-conning the heroine. Right.
I did for a while. And I don't think it's sexist, but maybe it's the majority of what occurs. But mm-hmm. I have read quite a few books lately, and don't ask me the names because they ain't gonna pop up. Mm. Like elevator not going to the top for me right now. I have seen FMCs, non-con MMCs. And I'm like, I am sorry, but excuse me, I like it. I like it a lot. Give me more. And that is, I guess, because I was still thinking of him as one of the
heroes. I think that's,
yeah.
Well, yeah, I thought of him too. A justice for Zeke, because that's his name. He didn't do anything really wrong. Like, I think he deserved what happened to him.
He was pretty much like, give me what you gave him, or fuck both of your existences. I'm going to out you for what happened. Yeah. So he's not exactly innocent, but I think on Trigger Warnings, innocent is a relative term.
Look, he may have not been innocent, but he didn't deserve to get murdered.
And it wasn't even just like stabby, stabby, shooty, shooty, now you're dead. No, yeah. He was fucked to death. Quite literally stabbed and then fucked to death.
Yes. It.
While our hero preps our FMC's ass to take his cock, which is apparently humongo. Giant.
Yes.
So giant that his fist is what he uses prepping her.
Yes. Apparently this man is a monster. Like a monster. The monsteriest of all monsters. And like I said, this was a situation where they all got together. Like, Harkins is the professor and Zeke is the guy. And I don't remember the girl's name.
Look at you remembering names.
I happen to find them in my notes. But I, for some reason, I don't see her name in my notes anywhere. But Zeke was like dubconned into blowing Harkins. And he gave it to him like,
yeah,
good.
Yeah,
like good. And then, you know, they all got involved. And like I said, Camilla, thank you. I don't feel like he deserved what happened to him. Justice for Zeke. I feel like Santana now owes me like a hell story with him, like where he finds like a nice demon girl to have sex with or something, because he deserves love. Okay.
I'm down with the hell
story.
I'm so down with the hell story. I just read one not too long ago where a girl ends up in hell and she's like, what the F? How the fuck did I get here? And why do I have a demon tail? And then two chapters later, getting railed by another demon. Cool. I mean, vibes. Zeke needs it in his life.
Yeah, I feel like Zeke needs it.
But I think it's important to point out, she was on a mission that night.
Yes.
And Zeke kind of interrupted said mission.
I mean, so and did Harkins. So while
Harkins. but so her mission is to pay retribution for things. And I like how she says the only reason somebody didn't get theirs was because her best friend saved him.
Yes. By fucking
that
him.
Is literally the only reason, by the grace of Satan, yes, he was saved.
Yes.
So Zeke, I mean, I think that because we're so used to like our MMCs being the mass murderers and going on, that we felt bad for Zeke. But you know what? Our guys get interrupted all the time and they unalive whoever interrupts them. So at least Zeke went out happy and hard.
Yes, very hard.
Oh my God.
I don't know. Like I said, I should have known better because it's Santana and it was in the trigger warnings, but for some reason I wasn't expecting it. I was expecting like a happily ever after with the three of them.
I was expecting a happily ever after, but I think since Heartless Heathens, even though it went the way you would expect it,
mm-hmm,
I have learned Santana is not one to be boxed in, and you should probably go with zero expectations except for a good fucking time.
No, yeah, absolutely. And I mean, this was a novella as well, so it's like this was definitely the place to explore, like, and kind of push boundaries and see what she can get away with. And she likes to have fun, like you said, which I, side note, I loved the chapter names because names were so funny. Like chapter 7 was, this chapter is pure smut. And I was like, I love it. A chapter that just goes right to the point. Like, we don't need a flowery name. This chapter is smut. If this is what you were looking for, just go to chapter 7, girls and boys.
I mean, you could also go to the very end because chapter 9 is literally titled Blood Clay.
Mm-hmm.
And if I remember correctly, that is not your interest. So how did you find yourself in that chapter?
I mean, I'm going to tell you, this whole book wasn't really my interest. Like, I was reading this book, and again, I didn't not enjoy it, but I didn't read it the same way that I read some of the other books. Like, there was no self-insert. Like, a lot of books I read, I self-insert. Like, I did not self-insert myself into this one. I read it as a spectator. And I read it and I stopped a lot. It took me a long time to finish this, even though it was a novella. Like, it took me a while because I was like, especially after, like, poor Zeke got it. I was like,
chapter nine.
I was like, I need like a minute. Like, I don't even know what I'm going to say about this when I talk to Lo. I need to process.
Here's a quote from chapter 9 to kind of explain maybe a little bit of the feelings for this book.
Mm-hmm.
Say you're my dirty little whore using a dead man's cock to make you come. It's fucked up with me because I was like, hey, daddy.
No, see, I was like, look, I don't have triggers. And that didn't trigger me by any means, but I was like,
but it's just not like, it's not something you're going to be like, oh my God, I have to read this because what's in it.
Yes.
Now, I think my okay daddy is just because of the way she described him. Her professor is a prime specimen of a man. But I think I went into this like, this has got to be the most fucked up shit. And I was prepared for it.
Mm.
But if you're not like you like dark, I think that our likes are dark. We like the same dark, but I also go for like, sometimes I go for the gruesome shit.
Yeah, I don't like gruesome that much. So like, I don't like blood play. It's not my thing. Again, I'll read it. Like, it's not going to make me, like, recoil. It's not going to make me want to vomit. But, like, I'm never going to be like, ooh, I want to go try that. I will read it from afar. Thank you.
My blood belongs in my body.
Yes.
I am never going to voluntarily, minus for, like, you know, your little blood banks, be like, please take it out of my body, good sir. That would make me happy.
Yeah.
No, but I do enjoy reading a good blood play scene.
Okay. I think Rara would like this book. We should recommend this book to Rara.
I agree. My obsession or my love of blood play came from C.A. Renee.
Mm.
Because she has a scene where they use it as some
lubricant.
Lube. Just like here.
Yeah. There's another book that I think it's called From the Heart of Blood and Ash. Heart of Blood and Ash. It's like a fantasy book.
Yeah, I was gonna say it was either dystopic or fantasy. Like, I feel like the cover's like a man and it looks like dust is flying around him.
Yes, it's like a caveman looking thing cover by Mila Vane. Yeah. And in that book, there is a blood hand job, if you guys are into that. I noticed that. It's what an interesting sentence to say out loud, because what happens is, spoiler alert, the hero kidnaps the heroine, but then the heroine's brother, who is a bad guy, tries to like kidnap her back or something, and she ends up murdering her brother because he's a really, like, he was mistreating her and whatever. And then to, like, you know, to solidify a pact or whatever, like, she used the blood on the hero to give him a hand job.
Well, Rara might like this world too.
Yes. Rara is a good friend and fellow co-host every now and then. She's like, comes on and we talk about crazy stuff and then she'll leave.
I had the blessing of meeting her last September at Smut Lovers in Orlando. Amazing soul. She's great. I sat on the submissives. I believe was she on the submissives panel?
Probably.
No, I don't know if she was, but she and I had sat and had breakfast together. She's an amazing human. Mm-hmm. I listened to her give an actual panel on blood play. I adore her. Her mannerisms, just the way she is.
She's the best.
She truly is. And she's a blessing to the BDSM community. Her knowledge, her education type, like the way she teaches, I thoroughly enjoy listening to her. Even if she's talking about something that's not my kink, I still want to listen because you learn something every time that woman opens her mouth.
Yeah. And she's just so fun to talk to. Like I said, I just call her every now and then. We just like vent to each other and just talk about books and whatever. And she's just a fun person. This is a free plug for a Pink Kink podcast, although most of the listeners already know because she's been on the podcast a couple of times. I am going to Smut Lovers this year as well.
I cannot wait to see you. I am going as well. I'm presenting again on the Littles Pets Subs panel, talking about all things submissives.
I'm not really sure what I'm doing. I'm guessing I'm going to have a table or something, but like, I don't think I need to present anything because I'm not in the BDSM community. We both know this. Like, I just read the books. So I am pretty well educated through books, but not the real life. So nobody ask me real questions because I have no idea. I'll just send you to Lo and Rara.
And I'm going to look for a more kinkier kinkster and I'll send you to Rara too.
Yeah.
Because I want to learn from Rara too.
Yeah.
I do adore that human.
Yeah, she's great. Anyway, back to this book. We've gotten off topic as always. What else is new?
Thank you, ADHD. But, ADHD, baby.
I mean, there's a lot of kink. There's the boot licking kink in this as well, which was interesting to read. Not my thing, but good for you.
Not my thing. But I love, like, that I definitely cannot self-insert into.
No.
I do not put anything around in the foot area in my face. I will cry.
Yeah.
And it'll be a cry from anger because you disrespected me. But I love that if you love that. I love that for you if that's what you're thinking.
Yes. Like I said, this whole book wasn't really my thing, quote unquote, right? But it was an interesting read. I'm always looking for new experiences, I guess. And like I didn't hate it. And like and I gave it 5 stars. Like it was a horrific novella and it did the job of horrifying. So I believe it deserves 5 stars.
But Daddy Hawkins wasn't all bad. I mean, he had some.
No, it was great.
He was a great dirty talker.
Yes, the dirty talk was top tier.
Because, as I said, he has to prep her because he's so monstrously huge. His fist is smaller than his cock. And so when they finally are like doing things, he's very encouraging. Mm-hmm. And I think it's one of my favorite lines. Authors, take note. This is one of the lines you should put in every book when he is talking her through it. You can take it. I know you can. I just crumble upon myself and implode from the encouragement of being able to take your MMC.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, a guy saying it to another guy, much better. Not gonna lie. There's something about that, like, that intimacy and then that absolute masculinity and being like, you can take it. I just need it. I love it.
He was very encouraging to Zeke when he was taking him, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I was not expecting poor Zeke to demise, to go down.
I just like how he was like, she's doing this, and he's like, who do you think is taking care of the after product? Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, Harkins was he took care of it. He took care of it on multiple ends.
Oh,
he took care of it, and then he took care of all the dead bodies.
And then he took care of the scene at the end. He was like, you know what? I came up with a plan, and my poor heart for her when he was like, I found her. And she's like, wait, is he turning me in?
Yeah.
And then he's like, she was tussling, and I was like, oh, look at him.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was wild.
Wild.
Completely unpredictable, but so much fucking fun. Santana, do it again.
It was interesting for sure. Yeah, absolutely. I, like you said, it was really unpredictable, which I enjoyed because but again, I think my romance brain was just expecting it to go a certain way. And when it didn't, I was like, wait, that's illegal. Why is this happening?
You know what Santana should do? So our girl Mila missed one. Mm. Let the best friend boink him and get him out of her system.
Yeah.
And then let him fuck up. Let him fuck up. And now Mila and Mr. Hawkins can go hunting. Mm. And that could be like novella 2, where they go hunting and they find a hunting partner. So we can have a real MFM.
Like
one
that
lasts. One we don't murder. One that gets hard stays hard because he's alive.
Yes.
Just so... It's a little, I don't know, hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Like a little Butcher and Blackbird action, like a hunt.
Okay, but
right?
Also, book 2, people are starting to put reviews out for Leather and Lark, by the way.
I know, I'm so jealous. Some people got ARCs, and I was like, I didn't get an ARC, which I never signed up for an ARC, so I don't know why I was expecting one. But
it's like playing Lotto, and it's like not playing Lotto, but knowing exactly what you would do with the money if you don't.
Exactly.
Play Lotto to win.
It's like, why didn't I have an ARC? And then I was like, well, Nat, you never signed up for an ARC, so why would you get one? But
I don't even know who handled her ARCs this time.
Like, I have no idea. But I'm really jealous that I didn't get one. But that's okay, because I already pre-ordered it. So whenever it drops, it's coming right into my Kindle.
I'm going to earhole it again. I earholed book 1, and she announced... I believe the audio should be coming out
Yeah, but do we know who's doing the audio? Because I know the audio was a...
No, so she...
It's going to be somebody else. That's what I mean. Like,
do we know to be because the brother.
Yeah.
But let's see. I don't know if she's doing a simultaneous release. I hope so, because I would love to earhole it and have eargasms again.
Mm.
Let's see. It's pre-order. It's available. It just doesn't tell me when.
When it's coming.
Oh, June 4th.
I think that's when it's dropping. The Kindle edition is too. So anyway, do we have any palate cleansers?
So I have, I am working on two books right now.
Mm.
One is a debut by an author who she's been my friend for a long time. I've been blessed to work with her. We have worked for authors as separate entities, but always end up working together. She is a kink educator, a spicy time authenticator, if you will.
Nice.
She was known for a long time for screaming flared basses. And so now she's putting out her first book, and I have been blessed to be a part of the team to help get it together and get it to you guys. And when I tell you, I read the first chapter, she didn't tell me the premise. I like to go in blind and was like,
okay,
I need this yesterday. Like, I need all of it in my brain.
That sounds
good. And then I'm also working with Lauren Blakely. I stay retainered by her on her next release. So she's got one coming in May, and I'm working on the one after that right now.
Very good.
So nothing anybody could get their fingers, paws, toes, whatever your fancy is on, your ear holes, your eyeballs yet, but good things are coming. How about you?
We're excited. I just read ARC for LV Lane. So remember how we were talking about how we wanted more controllers?
Mm-hmm.
Bestie, she's given us a prequel. A prequel of controllers. And
what?
Yeah, I'm so good. I didn't even bully her into this one because it's already like we recorded the awakening, and then I think like a day or two later, she reached out to me and was like, hey, do you want to read this? Because I know you really like the controllers, and this is like in that world. So that's coming out. It's gonna be a trilogy. It's a why choose? And it is called Beautiful Savage, and it's a trilogy. It's going to be the Obsidian Lies trilogy. And this is, like I said, the controllers prequel. So we kind of see how the virus started spreading and creating these omegas and alphas and whatever. It's so good. Our female main character is with a boyfriend who is a horrible person, doesn't really matter. And they're traveling from one world to another via train through this like no man's land where these savages live, aka alphas. And they stop the train and they kidnap our girl off the train with a bunch of other girls and shoot her up with the virus. And she becomes an omega. It's like there's a lot of specifics, there's a lot of really
she
hot.
Has no idea what that really means.
She has no idea what that is. It's this, like I said, this is not a thing yet, right?
Mm.
So this is not a thing yet. We see how
Worst
it becomes
transformation.
A thing. Yeah. And
kidnapping.
Mm-hmm.
A little dubcon.
Oh, dubcon, non-con. The amount of triggers in this. Hang on.
LV Lane, are you listening? Hi, my name is Lo. I love you and your writing.
Send me an arc.
I have FOMO.
Let me see, because I wrote a review on it, and I just want to. I know I put this the triggers in there, and she says that this is some of the darkest things she's ever written, which I can see. I can see how that could be, because there's a lot of non-con, like, and a lot of other women drama as well. Yeah, because like she's not the only omega that they took. They took a train full of women off this train. So the way this works is, I skip this if you guys don't want like to be spoiled. as to like how it works, but they have these alphas have a ongoing treaty with the government of this world that they are allowed to go on this train and take off certain people off this train if they are the right candidates. So there's like a scanner, you put your finger on the scanner, it scans you, takes like a little bit of blood, and if you are more likely or not to become, I guess, an Omega, it turns green and they can take you off. So, and it reads like 1%, 2%, all the way up to like 99% of like the likelihood. And so our girl is 99.9% more likely to become an Omega.
She was getting got.
So she got got.
She had no
but
chance.
Like I said, there's other women who also got taken off this train and they're all being turned at the same time and turned on at the same time. So there's a lot going, lot going on. So there's a lot going on. Show me my review. So there's Dark Omega versus Alpha Heroes. I'm an Omega. Why choose-ish? There's not a lot of why choose going on in this book, but I think in the next couple of books there will be. It was just focused on the one guy who was in control of this specific Omega, because they all get one. Can kind of like make sure that she's taken to wherever she needs to be taken. There's Heat, not because she goes into Heat at the very end of it. Captor, okay. Captive, dub con, non-con, abduction, bad ex-boyfriend, a lot of violence, manipulation, touch her and die, jealous, possessive, mine, somno, primal, and other women. That's the ones that I could, that's the ones I picked out of that. So it's a lot of fun.
I am down for all of it. The other women has me like pitter patter in my heart, only because like, you know, like with Omega versus, it's the one thing I'm just like,
I mean, they only really want her, but because I don't want to spoil it for you guys. I'm not talking about it anymore. It's not even out yet. It's out, I think, in April. Does it tell me when this book is out? April 19th. So it'll be out soon. That is my... I also just started another one, you guys, which is a lot of fun. It's by Sarah Fields. It's called Mine. Have you read that one yet?
No, tell me more.
Oh my gosh, that one's... Again, I just started it, so I don't want to tell you a bunch of lies, but what it seems to be is godfather. Like, he's her godfather, and he hasn't seen her since she was three, and she got in some trouble, and then he comes from Greece to help her out, and, like, the first thought he has is, how am I gonna... I want to punish you, like, with my cock. And then
I shouldn't be pushing her down to her knees and making use of that sassy mouth, let alone tearing her clothes off, belting her bare ass, and ravaging her virgin body as she screams my name.
Yeah, that's Mine by Sarah Fields.
I definitely just downloaded this so fast.
Oh, it's good. I just started it, but it's good. It's good. It's good. And the smut, top tier. So I think that's enough. Palette cleansers for you. I'm not sure what we're doing next week. Thank you for listening, everybody. We hope you had an interesting read of this one. Please, for the love of God, if you do decide to read it, and you should, because it's a fun, interesting read, check the triggers and don't go into it blind.
Thank you, Santana, for writing it.
Thank you for, and I hope she doesn't take this as like a negative, because I really did like it. I just was like shocked by it, which I think is what she was expecting. So,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Shock and awe.
Yes. All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week. Happy reading. And we'll see you next week. Take care.
Bye.
Hi, Future Nat here. Is everybody okay after that episode? I figured we would need a little bit of a palate cleanser episode after this intense dark romance. So why not go back to the Omegaverse, my happy place, and I think everybody else's happy place. It's still going to be dark. It's still going to be fun. But our next read is going to be Winter's Arrow, a dark Snow White retelling. It is book 4 in the X-Clan series. You do not need to read it in order. I think you can definitely read as a standalone, although the entire series is fantastic. So I highly recommend you do read all, I don't know, I think there's 8 of them. And we're going to also have a special guest. Jace from Jace Reads Romance is going to join me on that episode. So go grab you a copy and we will see you next week. Happy reading, everybody. Thank you for listening, everyone. We hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you have, please don't forget to rate and review us on whichever podcast platform you listen on. Not only do we really appreciate those 5-star reviews, but they also help the algorithm suggest us to other listeners. And if you just can't get enough of us, please make sure you're following us on all our socials. We're at Trigger Warning Romance on TikTok, Instagram, and Threads. If you want to connect with us and other Trigger Tribe members, join the Facebook group. It's Trigger Warning Romance, a dark romance podcast listener support group. You know we're always happy to hear from you, so please don't be shy with the book recs, episode ideas, or just say hello. Please slide into our DMs, email us at triggerwarningromance@gmail.com, or connect via our website, triggerwarningromance.com. Happy reading, everyone!